Hi guys, I'm back after a long time. I've decided to quote unquote rant about my daily shenanigans as a physiotherapist. Today I want to talk about something which has been troubling me for a very long time. On and off in the past couple of months, I have been told that I'm a pretty rude doctor. I'm a strict doctor and that I don't know how to communicate with people. Basically, I'm not soft-spoken. And I agree, I'm not a soft-spoken person. I'm a very direct person. If you've done something that is going to irritate me, you will find out in the next seconds. I cannot play pretend. I do not beat around the bush. To some people, it might be rude, but I think that's just me being honest. And all these patients have complained about me to my superior. They have two things in common. Let me get this straight. These are the two things that irritate me the most. And almost every patient who has complained about me is guilty about one of these two things. Number one is I hate people in general who are not punctual. If I'm giving you a time out of my day, if I'm scheduling an appointment or a meeting or a date with you, I expect you to respect that time and be on time. I have had patients who are half an hour late, who are 90 minutes late, an hour and a half late to the appointment. I have patients cancel at last moment. I have patients schedule appointments at last moment. You know, a 10 to 15 minutes window is obviously applicable to anyone. But more than that, for more than one day, that's kind of upsetting, you know. And the only reason is because I'm alone when I'm treating patients, and if somebody is late and they come at a time where I'm already seeing someone else, I have to juggle. I hate making patients wait, and I'm good at multitasking, so I see both of them together. But then neither the patients are satisfied nor am I, because my attention was divided. Whose fault was that? Secondly, I hate people, I mean patients, who do not follow the advices that have been given to you. See, it takes us time to figure out what your actual issue is. Then it takes us a lot of thinking to devise a protocol that fits you, your lifestyle, your schedule. And when you don't follow what you've been told, and then you come and complain the next time that there has been no respite to your pain, that is infuriating. For example, if you go to a physician for your cold and cough, they give you pills and you eat them, like, you know, skip a dose here and there. You go again to the doctor, you say that there has been no difference in your condition, and he asks you about your pill dosage. You say, I skipped a dose or two, and then he tells you, well, if you skipped a dose or two, how do you expect the body to heal? The body will heal eventually, but there will be a slight delay. And obviously, when you have medicines, it's a very big mechanism to explain why is there a flare-up of symptoms after you start taking medicines. Similarly, when you start exercising and then you skip an exercise here or two, you skip a session of, you know, here and there, you can't expect the body to, you know, adjust so rapidly to these stimuli. When you start exercising, your body has to take care of everything that has been going in that area, because we are trying to reinforce that area with good things. Let's you know, talk in that layman term for you guys to understand, because I know there are not only physiotherapists who listen to this podcast. If you're hurt, something bad is happening there. When you exercise, something good is happening there. So that transitioning from bad to good takes time. Your body will take time to adjust. In between the transition, when you stop, your body is neither in the good stage nor in the bad stage. It's somewhere in between. And that's a very bad, you know, stage to be at. Because going towards the good is going to require reinforcement, which you've stopped. So now your body will gradually fall back to the bad side. And this time with double the intensity. All of this could have been avoided if you just followed what you had been advised. But people don't want to do that. when you don't do that, and when you come and complain to me the next day that, well, you know, there's really not much of a difference in my pain. Well, you had the pain for months. You're coming to me for 3 days. And out of those 3 days, you skipped a day. You can't expect magic to happen overnight, especially in terms of your body. It takes time. It took 3 months for your body to let you know that, dude, you are fucked. You can't expect your body to tell you within 3 days, no, no, dude, you're good to go. Do whatever the fuck you want. It's not how it works. So respect the time that you've been given. Respect the advice that you've been given. Not taking into account any of these things feels like an insult to me personally. And I'm a pretty direct person, as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast. And I'm going to tell you that you've been late, and your being late is an inconvenience for me. You not following protocol is an inconvenience for me, because then I have to work hard and you're not going to pay me double the amount that you're paying me. And you want an hour-long treatment session. When you go home, you don't do anything. Out of the 24 hours, you are with me for 25 to 30 minutes. For the remaining 23 and a half hours, you're going to do nothing. You're not going to see results. You will see results. But when? God knows. Because you're not being consistent. So yes, I'm rude. Yes, I'm a strict person. Because I have to be. You know, I'm a doctor. My priority is that my patient gets better. I don't want to make his condition worse. It's the patient who most of the time make their own condition worse when they window shop for doctors, when they listen to random advices from their neighbors, from their family members, you know, from I don't know, some quack. But I agree, they are in pain and they want an easy way out. But not everything in life has an easy way out, especially an injury to your body, which you use daily. So you have to respect your body. You have to respect the advice given to you by a doctor who has a degree about the body and its movements. If you respect that, I respect you. For every one patient that complains about me, and I'm not bragging, I've got 4 patients who think I'm a good doctor. So all these minority patients don't matter to me, but what that does is tarnish my reputation. It's their fault. And I'm the one being blamed for that. Just for being honest about it. Just for telling them that they are at fault. Of course, you can disagree with this opinion. I don't expect anyone to agree with this. But this is just my opinion. And I think I'm going to stay true to it for as long as I stay in this profession. If you do something that is going to irritate me, you are going to hear about it. Because if I do something that irritates you, if I cause you more pain, you're going to be vocal about it. So why can't I be vocal about something that you've done which has upset me? It's as simple as that. I don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a patient. This is just basic human understanding. If I'm bad to you, you're going to say that to me. You're going to be worse for me. So if you're bad to me, I have to tell you about it. That's it. That was the rant. Thank you for listening.